Welcome, everyone. This is Stephen R. Covey. I'm delighted that you have joined us in listening to this book. The book is titled, The Leader in Me. The subtitle is, How Schools and Parents Around the World Are Inspiring Greatness, One Child at a Time. You know, we only get one chance to prepare our students for a future that none of us can possibly predict. What are we going to do with that one chance? As much as any professional work that I've ever embarked upon, this book comes from my heart. It both thrills and humbles me like you cannot imagine. It involves today's young people. It involves today's schools. It involves our future. Whether you are a concerned parent, a professional educator, or a foresighted business leader, I am confident you will find it to be an invigorating breath of fresh air, a reason to celebrate, and an inspiring call for action. For what you are about to listen to unveils a budding trend that is gaining momentum in a growing number of schools across the United States and in various parts of the world. It is an exciting trend, one that is producing tangible, sustainable, amazing, and measurable results. From the get-go, I want you to know that I am not the mastermind behind the trend. Rather, credit goes to an expanding community of committed, creative, and caring professional educators who have synergistically joined forces with parents, civic leaders, and business proprietors to bring about a new level of hope in education. To set context, let me take you back a few years to what seems like yesterday. In 1989, the first printing of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People was released. Its subtitle was Restoring the Character Ethic. It caught a wave that even I had no way of anticipating, particularly in organizational arenas, where still today the 7 Habits are thriving in boardrooms, government offices, and corporate universities around the globe. About the same time the 7 Habits book was launched, I was approached by Chuck Farnsworth, who at the time was superintendent of schools for one of the largest and most successful school districts in the United States. Chuck felt strongly that the 7 Habits had an important role to play in the world of education, and he was passionately determined to lead the charge. He began by taking the habits to school administrators and teachers. To date, nearly 500,000 professional educators have been trained in the 7 Habits, with many of them being certified as school facilitators. The thrust in taking the 7 Habits into schools remained focused on training educators, not students, until 1998, when my son Sean wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. Sean had been a Division I college football quarterback, which created frequent opportunities for him to be in front of teen audiences. He developed a sincere interest in young people that eventually propelled him to write the teen version. More than 3 million teen copies have now been sold, and student activity guides have carried the habits to over 100,000 middle and high school students. In the latter part of 1999, The 7 Habits made another significant entry into schools after I was approached during a presentation in Washington, D.C. by an elementary school principal named Muriel Summers. She wanted to know if I thought The 7 Habits could be taught to young children. I pointed her toward Sean's book, but she came back with the reply that she was referring to very young children, as young as 5 years old. I responded, "I do not know why not." And then I casually added that if she ever tried to do it, to let me know how it went. This book you are listening to contains the account of what Muriel and her talented staff initiated following that brief encounter. It is a tremendous story, one that has been simmering, thickening, rippling, and gaining momentum, and even some notoriety, for some time, as the percentage of students achieving end-of-grade targets has gone from 84 to 97%. And the school has gone from the brinks of nearly being terminated to being named the number one magnet school in America. How? With great success, they, and now several other schools, have been teaching the 7 habits, along with other leadership principles, to elementary school students. Yes, even 5-year-olds. Their approach is truly unique and may surprise you. Their intent has not been set on preparing students to become the next CEO or world leader, but rather on teaching them how to lead their individual lives and how to succeed in the 21st century. I believe you will discover in their approach some highly credible and principle-based solutions to some of the most discouraging dilemmas facing schools today. In approaching the topic of education, I am keenly aware that today's educators are constantly under the lens and have been the targets of mounds of negative press in recent years. Such is not the intent of this book. Rather than being a critic, I prefer to promote the good. I honestly believe that it is difficult to spend time in most any school these days without departing in absolute reverence of some incredible teachers, noble mentors who have sacrificed much to do what they love and what they believe will make a difference in young lives. To focus only on the negative in education while ignoring what the true heroes are doing would be a tragic act of ingratitude. I also recognize that in approaching this topic, some may view my efforts as being self-serving. I acknowledge why some might feel this way, but I am willing to risk that perception because I so strongly believe in what these schools are doing for today's young people. Indeed, it is the success of these schools that has inspired Franklin Covey to devote more of its mission and vision toward partnering with schools, businesses, parents, and community leaders to create tools and resources that we believe will better enable young people to prepare for the world that awaits them, a world that none of us can fully predict. I will add that it is likewise the impact that these schools have had in teaching young students leadership principles that ignited Sean's interest in writing his recently released book, The 7 Habits of Happy Kids. Both this book and Sean's, along with a whole series of new The Leader in Me resources and website materials, are vital components in Franklin Covey's increased efforts to do more toward the betterment of societies and young people of all nations by sharing timeless and universal principles of effectiveness.